Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen and amen. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And we want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe, locally, internationally, globally. Thank you for being here on today. We invite you to have a seat at the table. Amen. And be fed. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good, and blessed is he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. Amen. Glory be to God. It's a spiritual meal. Amen. Our spiritual meal is the main meal. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, and all of our services are archived in our inventory. You can visit us at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And find out a little bit more about our ministry. And you can follow us on all of the social media platforms. Hallelujah. 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 I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Colossians, chapter number 3. Starting in verse number 1. Amen. And it reads, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members, which are upon the fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, and the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Amen, amen, and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for amen, the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. We want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about obedience this day. Hallelujah. The law of obedience. And we're coming with the subject this morning, your flesh will obey your commands. Your flesh will obey your commands. Chapter Luke also wants you to note Luke chapter number 17, verse 6. St. Luke chapter 17, verse 6. If ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, Jesus said that when you finally decide to deal with the wrong attitudes that you have carried around for so long, the wrong attitudes, when we make up our mind that we're going to do wrong when we should be doing right, when we make up sometimes we just have our mind made up, we're not going to do it, we don't want to do it, it don't have to be done, and we live in that mindset for so long, nobody else is doing it. God understands, and I don't have to, you know, obey. I don't have to. And we get stuck there, beloved. But when we get to a point in life, when we get into a point in our salvation and through the process of sanctification, and we just have to just tell ourselves it's just the right thing to do. It's just the right thing to do. To obey God. I was talking to the Lord this morning about some things, amen, real, you know, personal, real intimate, and I just resolved, amen, that it was just the right thing to do. When we say yes to the Lord, it's just the right thing to do. When we are obeying God's word, it's the right thing to do. When we are doing the right, beloved, but when we have to press beyond the flesh because we've been comfortable in that decision to live in mediocrity. We've been comfortable in that decision to have life on our own terms and do it our own way. And we be stubborn in our ways and we want to, you know, do like our parents did. But once we get to the point where we say enough is enough, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jesus said here in Luke 17 and 6, glory be to God, he says here that when we get to that place, he says, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed. You can speak to the tree and tell the tree to be plucked up by the root. Glory be to God. That word is plucked up by the root, beloved, and the Greek means to rip out by the roots. You're just not taking the top of the plant off. You're not just pulling the flowers off. But you know how when you're in the garden and you're really working, see, and you're plucking that plant up by the roots? Glory be to God. That's when you're serious. That's when you're serious. This is not a person who hopes the plant will be removed, see. But when you start plucking stuff up by the root, beloved, glory be to God, this is when you're ready to make something happen. This is a picture of a person who wraps his hands around the base of that plant, pulls it with all of his might, and rips the root out of that plant, right out the ground. Why? That is the person who has made the determination that they're not going to stop until the ground they stand on is totally free from the roots of that nasty plant. See, when you pull a plant up by the roots, beloved, you've made a decision that you never want that plant to produce life again. Never, ever, ever, ever. And that's the way you have to deal with wrong attitudes, beloved. That's the way we have to deal with that sin, that besetting sin, that weight and that sin. Glory be to God. That sin that's in our flesh. The sin is in the flesh. That's the only way we're going to deal with it. That sin ain't going nowhere. Until we get to the point where we're ready to pluck that thing up, mortify, our flesh is dead. I mean, that flesh, it's just going, we're going to be buried with it. You're going to bring you ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And it was a beautiful homegoing service on Saturday. Absolutely beautiful homegoing service. It was really like church. All right? Glory be to God. And you'll be right there, stretched out at your homegoing service. See, with that stuff still in your flesh. See? But, beloved, until you make up your mind that you're going to deal with the wrong attitudes by calling right wrong and wrong right. If the Lord wants you to be delivered from these things, if he wants you to overcome these, if he's telling you to mortify it, you get to a point where you adjust your attitude and say, yes, Lord. Just tell the Lord yes. Just tell the Lord yes. That's all you got to say. One word. See, because, beloved, these wrong attitudes have been deeply rooted in your soul for a long time. They didn't show up yesterday. These habits and sinful ways and nasty ways and wrong attitudes been with you for a long time. You keep trying to shake it off. You know, that's like going to the plant and you see these pretty plants and you just want to pull out a flower. You know, oh, give me that flower. Give me that. See, or you take your scissors and you go and you cut the plant. All right, well, just give me some scissors. I'm going to cut the plant at the base. You cut the plant at the base, but you didn't take care of the roots. The plant going to grow again. And that's how we do with sin in our lives. See, we had a good time in church. We had a good, you know, feeling. We danced. We sung. We spoke in tongues. Okay, we cut the plant. We decide we're going to cut the plant. But the plant keeps growing. Why? Because you haven't been adamant enough. You got to go in and dig that baby out the roots. You say, you ain't growing here no more. Glory be to God. They've been with us for a long time. Because most of us have been unsaved longer than we have been saved. Most of us have. Then we tell, that's why we catch ourselves. You ever go to an event, glory be to God, and they're playing their worldly music and you find yourself, you know, tapping your toes and, you know, that's because, you know, that's the flesh. That's the natural default. Then you catch yourself. You say, oh, wait a minute, I don't, you know, because you've been unsaved longer than you've been saved. So we have to go all the way in, beloved. Glory be to God. We're talking about attitudes that's deeply rooted in the way that we think and the way that we behave. That's why Jesus said, the word tells us to be, don't be conformed, but transformed. You grew up like this. Your parents taught you this. Your education taught you this. The neighborhood taught you this. Life taught you this. It's the way you've been thinking. Glory be to God. This is who you are. But then Christ comes in to make you somebody different. He comes in to make you like him, to look like him, to act like him. But we're going to have to do it his way. It's his word. It's his power. It's his spirit. See? And at this point, beloved, the only way that they are going to be ripped out of your soul is by your determined choice. Somebody say determination. It's a determined choice to do whatever is necessary to rip them out. Beloved, we're not talking about no accidental deliverance from these attitudes. There is no accidental deliverance. That's why so many people still have the attitudes. That's why you're still stuck. Because you're waiting for an accidental deliverance. No, 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 no. We have to be very, very, very determined. If your heart is to be liberated, beloved, it will only happen as you choose to be liberated. And then do something about it. We must do our part. So glory be to God. So once you have ripped these attitudes out of the soil of your soul, the Lord Jesus said that we need to command it to be planted in the sea. Stuck by the root and planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Now that word planted, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, would normally describe the planting of a plant. However, think about it now. Plants are not normally planted in the sea. So Jesus had something else in mind when he used this word. This word here in the Greek, beloved, means to be permanently relocated to the sea, permanently. Now, isn't it interesting that Jesus said you have to command wrong attitudes to be planted in the sea? Why didn't he tell us to throw them in the garbage pile? Why did Jesus say to permanently relocate these wrong attitudes in the sea? Well, beloved, when we do a little research, we'll find out that the sea is made of salt water. Salt water won't allow a plant to grow because the salt will kill the roots. So once a plant or a tree is thrown into salt water, it becomes a dead issue. No matter how hard you try, that plant will never grow again. Its life is gone forever. Now, if you took that plant, beloved, and you put it in your garbage pan for the trash man to pick up, it could reestablish its roots again and grow again. I've seen a lot of people take plants and just replant it, repot it, take it from pot to pot. That's what you do when you take a plant from pot to pot, pull it up by the roots, okay, and put it in another pot. Put it in a bigger pot. Most people, amen, they put it in a bigger pot. See? And we don't want any bigger pots. We're trying to eliminate something here. But so here Jesus is telling us, beloved, by throwing it into the sea, here what you are doing, you are plunging those wrong attitudes into a place where they will never grow again. They will never re-root. They will never produce life again. They will never produce fruit again. Once that plant is in the sea, it is dead forever. And this is so important, beloved, in the context of this verse here coming out of Luke 17 and 6. For it tells us that Jesus doesn't want us to just be temporarily relieved of our destructive attitudes. He don't want us to be relieved just for a season, for a year. No, 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 no. He wants us to be permanently freed of them. Permanent, permanent. Glory be to God, hallelujah, once and for all. He wants them to become dead issues that never stalk us again, never hound us again, to be delivered. You see some people, they claim they delivered, and 2 years later, a couple months later, they entangled again. Well, because that plant was never thrown in the sea. It was never thrown in the salt water. He said, pluck it up and cast it into the sea. Every word that Jesus spoke was very intentional. He knew what he was saying. He said, throw it in the sea. And when you're serious, when you're serious about, amen, getting over something, when you're serious about deliverance, when you're serious about an issue, when you're serious, I don't want to live that way no more, you're going to put it in the sea. You're going to pull it up. He said, you're going to pluck it up. Glory be to God. He said, number one, you got to pluck it up by the root because it ain't coming up easy. I hurt my arm one day pulling up a plant by the root. My shoulder was a little sore because I had to pull that baby up because it don't come up easy because them roots are settled down in the soil. Those roots run deep. You can't just blow. You got to go in there and get it. And then you got to pluck it up. And then he said, now that it's plucked up, throw it in the sea. Cast it in the sea. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus wants us to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 And beloved, this is how you have to look at the dead issues that you're spoken to and commanded to go. Once you told bitterness and unforgiveness to leave, don't ever allow them to take root in your life again. Whatever you're dealing with in your heart, whatever you're dealing with in your flesh, once you have plucked that out and cast that into the sea, glory be to God, hallelujah, you are telling that situation, that attitude, that mindset that you don't ever want them, amen, to take control of you anymore. You are not going to allow it. Come on, somebody. Greater is he that lives within us than he that lives within the world. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Even if your flesh would like to dwell on those old hurts again, don't allow that bitter tree to come back to life. Bury it in the sea of forgetfulness so its roots can never regain a foothold in your soul. Beloved, Jesus told us to say to the sycamine tree, he says, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea and it should obey you. Now, I want you to notice this last phrase here, beloved, as I close on this morning. It says, and it should obey you. The word obey, obey, obey. We're talking about obedience here. The Greek word for obey, beloved, means to submit and to obey. Your out of control emotions, your out of control decisions and choices are just like an out of control child. And that child, when that child is out of control, that child will rant, rave, and carry on all day long until you finally stand up and tell him to straighten up and act right. And until you do that, that child's going to be over there, you know, being the victim and crying and cutting up. Y'all know. Oh, Johnny, Johnny. Oh, Johnny. Where's Johnny? Cool. What you want, Johnny? So when you stand up, say, Johnny, shut up. Straighten up, boy. Huh? When you start talking like that, what? Johnny starts to straighten up, don't he? Your flesh is the same way, beloved. Because your flesh will pout. Your flesh will throw a temper tantrum, and your flesh will carry on to a ridiculous extent until you finally decide that enough is enough. This is it.
Nah, no. It's over. O-V-E-R, over. The buck stops right here today. This is where I draw the line. It is over. And when you make that choice, beloved, to rise up, when you make that choice to speak to your emotions, when you make that choice to exert your authority in Jesus Christ, guess what? And hear me. If you ain't heard nothing else I said this whole time, hear me right now. When you make that choice, guess what? Write this down. Write it down. It's so simple, I don't want you to forget it. What, Pastor? All right, I'm going to say it again. When you make that choice to rise up, when you make that choice to speak to your emotions, when you make that choice to exert your authority in Jesus Christ, here it is. You ready? Here it go. Your flesh will obey your commands. That's it. Your flesh will obey you. Not might obey you. All right, wait a minute. Let's read it one more time. Luke 17 and 6. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the roots. Make sure you underline the word roots. You're not breaking no roots. You're getting all the roots. It's all coming up. And be thou planted in the sea, the salt water, the sea, okay? Wait a minute. And then when Jesus wasn't finished talking, he said, and it should obey you. It shall obey you, not maybe. You ain't got to be concerned about who's going to win this fight. This fight is over. Your flesh will obey you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this today. If you don't take authority over your flesh and emotions, they will continue to dominate you, and they will continue to hound you. And if you will stand up to your emotions and plant them in the sea forever, Jesus said that they will obey you. Now, do you believe it or not? That's what it comes down to. Either you believe what Jesus said or you don't. So today, beloved, this morning, I must ask you, isn't it time for you to rise up and take charge of the situation in your soul? Never forget that it is your soul, beloved, your precious soul. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Your precious soul. So you are responsible for what happens there. Nobody else is responsible for your soul. Even if others have wronged you, it is simply a fact that you are the only one who has the power to allow, beloved, the tree of bitterness to grow inside your soul. It's time to do some soul cleaning. It's time to do some soul uprooting. It is your responsibility to remove those bitter roots and be freed of all that inner mess. See, the outside is a mess because the inside is a mess. So he wants to clean up the inner mess, but he's telling us how to do it. Pluck it up by the roots and cast it into the sea. Woo! It's so simple, but it's so difficult. And it's difficult because we don't want to do it. Or we want to do it in the flesh. See? But Jesus will help us to do, Jesus will help us when we make up our mind. He makes it easy. But the thing is this, we can't get there until we're ready to get there. That's why it's difficult, because you ain't ready yet. You just ain't ready. You're just not ready. And if you ain't ready, even Jesus himself can't do nothing. He won't, can't do a thing, because you're not ready. But the morning that you wake up and look and look at your life and your situations and your choices and all that you have allowed to go in your life, all that you have allowed to remain and the plants that you have allowed to remain rooted and the morning that you wake up, and some people say, oh, Pastor, be cursing. Look, I ain't cursing. Amen. Glory be to God, because it's in the Bible. Because y'all know what I'm about to say, and I'm going to say it. And the morning you wake up and look at your situation and your decision and say, hell no. Hell to the no-no. Not no more. That's all you got to do, beloved. But you got to get there. You got to be tired of being tired. You got to be tired of being tired. Either your is or your ain't, your tis or your taints. Oh, glory be to God. I come to tell you this morning that the Holy Spirit is present right now to help you make the choice to forgive, the choice to forget, and to permanently walk free of the past wrongs that others have committed against you, or the wrongs that you think they have committed against you. Right now, it doesn't matter who is right or who is wrong. What matters is that you uproot that tree of bitterness before it begins producing deadly fruit in your life. That's what's important, because that's what's going to happen if you don't dig it up. That's exactly what's going to happen. You don't want that daily fruit. Adam and Eve bit of the daily fruit, and we see what happens there. We saw what happened there. You don't want no daily fruit coming up out of your soul, baby. You don't want that. It's time to eliminate the tree. So by faith, reach out and grab hold of the base of that ugly growth. Right now as I close, right now, close your eyes right now as I close your eyes. And I want you to picture in your sanctified imagination. I want you to picture right now as I'm speaking to you, see yourself reaching out. See yourself grabbing hold of the base of that ugly growth. Whatever that plant is, whatever that attitude is, whatever that emotion is, see yourself grabbing hold of it right now. See yourself gripping it real tight as you can. Close your fists real tight and see yourself gripping it. Now I want you to see yourself pulling it with all of your might. Come on, pull it. Come on, give it some juice. Pull it up. You're pulling it up by the roots. Come on, you're pulling it up. Come on. You're going in for the juggler today. You're going in. Pull it up. See yourself pulling it up. Glory be to God. And see yourself ripping those roots right out of your heart. See yourself doing it. See yourself doing it until you can feel it. Glory be to God, the roots coming out of your heart. Glory be to God. You got to come up. Glory be to God. It's over. You can't live here no more. Then I want you to see you dumping that tree of bitterness and that tree of unforgiveness and whatever that tree represented in your heart. I want you to see yourself dumping it permanently in the sea, where it will never bother you again. Just throw it in. Just throw it in the sea. Throw it in. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. Your flesh will obey your commands, but you got to put a command on it in order for it to obey. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you that we don't ever want to be stalked or hounded by bitter attitudes and wrong thinking for the rest of our lives. With the authority that you have given us, we can speak to those attitudes and command them to go. We can speak to our flesh and it will obey us. Rather than be conquered by our flesh and our negative emotions and our wrong attitudes, we are asking you to help us to rise up and take authority over our soul and clean up the mess that has been made inside of our heads. We know that with your help, our whole perspective can change. And we say thank you, Father, for we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Woo, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. All right, amen. Glory be to God, amen. We had a birthday on yesterday, amen. But they guess this, guess sometimes when you're celebrating your birthday, you sleep a little later. Amen, glory be to God. But to God be all the praise and all the glory. And to God be all the honor. Amen. The person is not on the line this morning. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Hallelujah. We'll be praying today at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Hallelujah. At the prayer altar. We invite you to come. Amen. And let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Why? It's so much to pray about. It is. So we can go on talking for hours on just the issues that need to be prayed about. So instead of talking about it, just let us pray about it. Amen. At 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock today. Amen. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as Lord and Savior, amen. God is waiting on you, reaching out to you, pleading with you. Amen. And we ask that you will accept his invitation. You see, and how do you accept the Lord's invitation? Well, by you giving him an invitation. You have to invite Jesus Christ into your heart to be your Lord and your Savior. See, but really all you are doing is responding to his invitation, because we only love him because he first loved us. Amen, amen, and amen. Accept him as Lord and Savior. Ask him to forgive you for your sins. And that is your first step, the most important step, amen, into a new life with Christ Jesus. And for those of you who already know him, keep going. Don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary. Keep going. Keep going. Every day gets sweeter. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Yeah, we're going to experience all that because we're in life. We're here on earth. But just keep going. See, some days you ain't going to want to feel like going, but go anyhow. Some days you're not going to feel like praying, pray anyhow. Some days you're not going to feel like giving, give anyhow. Just do it anyhow. Amen. Do it because he expects you to do it. See, why? Because you plucked up those wrong attitudes by the roots and cast them into the sea water. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you're telling him he's right and you're wrong. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever you would have us to do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we thank you for this service on today, and we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We seal this service, Father God, in these words and this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. We cancel it, even right now, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father, for your grace, your mercies, your love, your provisions, and your blessings upon our lives and helping us to reach in, Father, and pull these strongholds by the roots, Father God, and cast them into the sea. Hallelujah. And never look back. Never look back, but keep on going because you're taking us someplace. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Blessings to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You ask for it. child, whatever you pray for, it shall not be denied. It shall
save the love.